You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We've got another wonderful show in store for you today with a great guest in studio, and I'll tell you all about him in just a moment. But of course, first we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. You've literally been performing miracles your entire life, consciously, deliberately, and with calculated precision. You get that from me, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, I guess reminding us that we are workers of miracles and that we are, you know, the embodiment of the universe. And so the same way that the universe creates miracles all around us, we create miracles as well. Nice little short and sweet like that. Okay, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. From Abraham, your child is naturally joyful. Your child is naturally tuned in to source energy, and as he is diving through and digging through contrast, it is natural that there would be some things that might disconnect him. Just don't let his disconnection then inflame your disconnection. Many parents have discovered that their children, for the most part, feel good when they do, and the honorier you are, usually the honorier your children are. They are a strong reflection of the way you are feeling much of the time. Esther and Abraham. Oh, wonderful quote from Abraham talking about the kids. And of course, thank you all for tuning in on the Facebook live stream. Thank you, Nora. Hi, it's good to see you. So Nora, Jasmine, Scott, and Nicholas, thank you guys all for tuning in on the Facebook live stream. So let's talk about this quote a little bit. So we're talking about kids, right? And basically, Abraham is saying that kids are naturally tuned into feeling good, right? I mean, if you leave a kid to themselves, they play. It doesn't matter if they have a bunch of toys or not. They'll play in the dirt. They'll play in an empty cardboard box. You know, they love to play and have a good time, and you know that they're all over the place. Yet when they start acting out a little bit, when all of a sudden they're not so happy, not so joyful, it's not uncommon for this to really be just a reflection of where the parents are at. And as a matter of fact, I've talked with a lot of healers over the years, besides the one we have coming on our show today. And many, many healers have sort of said the same thing, that, you know, when a child, especially a very young child, has some kind of an issue, whether it be an emotional issue, a physical issue, an energetic issue, it's normally a reflection of what's going on with the parents. And I know, like, we don't want to, like, be told that. We don't want to have to take responsibility. Like, what are you saying? Like, I didn't make my child sick. And, you know, that's not what I'm saying. But we have a tendency to, like, when somebody's having an issue, especially a child, we put it and not just put it all on that person, but we focus on them. What's wrong with them? What's going on with them? And we don't take a moment to stop and reflect what's going on with us. And this can also be true with people in relationships, with couples of all persuasions. You know, we have a tendency to always look at, like, what's going on with the other person, and we don't really look at what's going on inside of us. And if we take the time to really step back and look at what's our emotional content, what's our energy saying or doing, it's not uncommon to be able to see that reflection in the other person, especially in our children, because they are tuned in and turned on to our energy all the time. All right, if a kid is running around, bouncing off the walls, being really all over the place, you know, how agitated are you feeling inside? And maybe you're not showing it the way the child is showing it. You know, oftentimes, you know, we come back from work or come back from the office or our business, and there's something that upsets us during the day, and we're just mulling over it in our mind over and over and over again. And when we do that, it creates a certain energy. So it may not be exhibited externally. It's really only on the inside. But our children don't know the difference. To them, it's just they're feeling this anxious energy, so they act out in an anxious way. There's nothing else they can do. That's all they know how to do. So you may say, well, I'm not bouncing off the walls. You may not be bouncing off the walls literally, but you're probably bouncing off the walls figuratively inside. So if you're having a difficult time with your children acting up, now again, and this is not, I'm not talking about children who have developmental issues or challenges who have always been this way. I just mean, like, if in general your kid is pretty good and one day you come home and they're really acting out like you've never seen them before, you know, that's the time to take a little bit of step inside and take a look and say, I wonder, is this a reflection of what's going on inside of me? And I'm not saying it always is, but at least if we ask the question and we can see that it is, then by doing something ourselves, we not only help ourselves to calm down, I can almost guarantee your children will calm down as well. So all I'm saying is ask the question. What's going on inside of me? Is how my child acting out, is that a reflection of something inside of me? And if you can honestly, and I mean really honestly, you know, rawly looking into yourself, and you can honestly say, no, it's not, okay, fine. But if you really are honest with yourself and you look and you see that, you know what? It's not quite the same thing, but yeah, there's a little something there that is a little bit of a reflection of how I'm feeling right now. Then you know the work that you have to do, because we're all much more interconnected than we really realize on a regular basis. And how we are showing up affects not just ourselves, but the other people around us. So it's always good to just be mindful and keep in mind, you know, what's going on inside of us. How are we showing up to then see how is that affecting the people around you? So two wonderful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoyed them. And of course, next week we'll have two new quotes for you, as we always do. Oh, and thank you, Carla, for joining the Facebook live stream. And I see a couple of you, Nora and a couple of others, have shared the video. Thank you so much for sharing the Facebook live stream video. I really appreciate it. So now, time for me to switch the camera around, because I'm going to introduce to you this wonderful gentleman in the very colorful shirt, my guest for today, Mark David, who is an internationally known as a gifted medium and a cutting-edge healer. As a sound therapy practitioner and certified spiritual advisor, Mark provides healing through divine guidance, universal energy, and sound therapy with the use of crystal bowls, tuning forks, drums, and other instruments. Mark places the utmost importance on intention in his sound therapy, as in life. Mark is guided by spirit as a conduit to guide his work to ensure that he helps those who seek his guidance to the highest good of all. In 2015, Mark released a CD of his angelic sounds used to lead you into deep states of relaxation and healing. Good to meditate too. And just this year, he released his second CD, and he's working on two more in the process, as well as his first book. We're going to ask him about all of that. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Mark.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. I appreciate you taking the time out. So I know you're really into the sound healing, and I'm just curious, like, as a child, were you like banging on plastic drums and the garbage can and stuff making noise? Or
never.
Never.
I did not start making noise until about 8 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, like, no musical background?
No musical. Nope. Everything was guided through spirit.
Wow. So, would you say, though, like, you had a pretty good relationship with spirit as a young man? Or was that really also something that developed
that
later in life?
Later in life also.
Really? So what sparked that your steps on those paths to begin with?
I knew I was different from an early age, and I was always told it was nothing, that, I would see things, and
right.
I was always told it was my imagination.
Ah.
So I suppressed it for years.
Yeah.
And about 9 years ago, Lisa Williams, who's a psychic medium, said, "You have a gift, and when you're ready, let me know."
How did you meet her?
We met through on a cruise, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
And we became friends, and she just knew I was destined to be something.
I see.
And she knew I was going to be a healer, but she also knew I was a psychic medium.
Ah.
So she helped me develop.
How did you feel when she the first time she said that to you? Did it like scare you? Did it make you feel better?
It made me feel better because I was finally like, wow, okay. So I was not wrong.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
I'm not crazy. This is what I was destined to do my whole life.
Wow.
It just took all these years.
Wow. Would you say, is there any way in which, like, you were ready to hear that message at that point in
yes.
your life? Like, had you been through some stuff that just kind of made you question things a little bit before that?
Yeah, I went through a lot. And
okay.
It was after I became sober and started really feeling my emotions that I suppressed with alcohol
right.
for all those years.
Right.
That I surrendered. And once I surrendered, and with the guidance, I could not have done it without all the people I've worked with.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, especially, I guess, when you're initially starting on this kind of path, it's like having a mentor, having, you know, somebody to guide you, who knows you well and who sees you, you're good, the bad, and the ugly, so to speak.
And who really believes in you.
And believes in
you. And your gift.
Yes.
That's the biggest issue.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I know it's not necessarily good to say this, but it always is so important to have someone else who believes in you.
Yes.
I mean, I understand that, like, we need to believe in ourselves the most first. But when, I guess, when you don't have people really believing in you, it's very hard to trust yourself until that one person comes along and says, "I see you, I believe in you, and, you know, I know it's not all pretty, but that's okay."
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. So. Very cool. So big shout out to Lisa, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. Oh, a couple of more people joined us on the Facebook live stream. Fred, thank you so much. My good friend, Fred Steinman, an amazing astrologer. And Liana. Oh, thanks for watching, Liana. All right. We're going to take a quick break. So everybody, please stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about Mark's gifts a little bit more and what it was like developing his mediumship. Talents, as well as how he got attracted to the sound healing side of things. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we're speaking this hour with medium and healer Mark David, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
To connect with.
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking with Mark David, medium and sound therapy practitioner, about his path. A couple of more friends joined us on the Facebook live stream. Charmaine Hammond, who I've had on my show in the past, a wonderful, wonderful woman, and Peter O'Connor, POC. Thank you for tuning in and watching. So, Mark, you met Lisa on a cruise. She Yes. said, "You've got a gift." You were like, oh, I'm not nuts.
Exactly.
How did you start? Like, how did you start to say, okay, what do I do now?
Well, she said, when you're ready.
Oh, okay.
Let me know.
Ah, so how long was it before you were actually ready?
It was a good 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where I would go and watch mediums in when they did demonstrations and events.
Okay.
And met more people, John Holland, James von Prague, Tony Stockwell, Marilyn Wall, and they all said, you have to do this. And so with a whole group of people telling me.
A whole village after
saying,
you.
You have to do this. I said, okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
So I surrendered and trusted and believed.
Was it kind of scary to surrender?
Yes, very. Very scary. And I called Lisa and I said, I'm ready. And so she helped me develop my gift as a medium.
Okay. Do you remember the first time that you, I don't know, channeled or connected with spirit that way?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
It was very scary. I was 3 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather had just passed away. And my parents, I was very close to my grandparents, my grandfather. They wanted me to see him, and they picked me up, and I thought they were putting me in with him into the coffin. And I freaked out, but at the same time, I heard him say, you're not coming with me.
Oh.
That was the first time I ever had an experience with a message from the other side.
Oh, interesting. So you're 3 years old. Wow. Wow. Okay. And then did you, I know this like developed over a period of time, and you, as you said before, you kind of suppressed it.
Yes.
But did things ever like sneak in or pop in at other times in your life?
Yes. When I was six, I had a near-death experience.
Oh, really?
And I was told that I was not ready to cross over then either because I had a lot of work to do.
Ah, okay. Well, so, may I ask what happened?
An electrocutor fell into the tub with me.
Ooh.
So
oh my
I was
God.
Electrocuted, but the water was still running in the tub. And when my mother found me, I was face up with the water going into my mouth with the heater
God.
On top of me.
Oh, my God. So, you survived. Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Luckily,
Spirit really has something in store for you if you could survive that.
Luckily, the heater fell out of the, or the plug came out undone.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it was just the initial.
Gotcha, so initial sack.
Yeah.
And they rushed you to the hospital. They revived you.
Yes.
And I mean, other than that message, what do you remember at that time that you were unconscious?
Just being outside of my body over.
Oh, you could see yourself.
I could see myself. I could see the paramedics and
wow.
the police officers.
Wow.
And I remember the initial thing was, since I was in a tub, I remember saying, trying to tell my mother to put clothes on me. Before everybody came to the house.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't want to be a 6-year-old naked boy with all these people there. So that's what I remember the most.
Wow, that's
saying,
funny.
Get me dressed.
She didn't hear you, though, did she?
I was dressed.
You were?
Yes,
oh,
yes, she got
okay.
me pajama bottoms on me. Yes.
Okay, good, good. So she did hear you.
She heard me.
Yeah, good, good. I'm just really curious. The moment that, like, they revived you, did you, like, feel yourself getting, like, sucked back in your body? Like, do you remember what that was like?
No. I was there. I was over my body. Then I was back in my body.
Okay.
En route to the hospital.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it happened before you got to the hospital. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's fast forward a little bit. So now you're working with Lisa.
Yep.
And do you remember the first time you consciously, like, called in a spirit when you started training with her?
Yes.
Okay, what was that like?
I was doing a reading for another student.
Okay.
And it was amazing because I didn't think I could do it.
Hmm.
So when I really totally surrendered and connected with this person's deceased loved ones, and they said, we need her to know that we are okay and we know she could not make it to us before it was too late. So it was a heartfelt message, and I've actually felt it in my chest, and it was coming out, and I didn't even realize what I was saying when I said it.
Okay, so it was kind of like spirit spoke through
me. It was almost like I took their personality on, and it just came out.
Mm-hmm. And do you only like connect with spirit disembodied spirits, or do you connect with like higher?
I do
angels and things like that.
No, I basically work with departed loved ones.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. Do you have like complete control over it, or does it still spontaneously sometimes happen, or no? So like they don't come in unless you tell them. Okay, come on.
I have to allow.
All right.
It's
okay.
One thing that Lisa was fantastic about training me. You have to know how to control.
Yeah.
So you can live your alone life.
Right.
So
right.
It's something that a lot of people in the mediumship cannot do. And they don't know how.
Right,
and
right. It's like always on.
Oh my God. They gotta stop talking to me. They won't stop talking to me. If you're really trained and you know the tools to use to quiet them or tell them, come to me for an hour each day and they will. They'll listen.
Yeah. All right, good. Good. So that was how long ago that you started?
It was 8 years ago.
Seven, eight years ago. Okay. So over that time, I take it you've done lots of readings for people.
Done a lot of readings.
Is there maybe one particular one that really surprised you, or other than that first one, like something that came through to you that, you know, the you got some information that there was no way for you to know, or something that, that really like stands out in your mind?
I remember one reading just because it was so visual.
Oh, okay.
It was, I was in my office doing a reading over the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea who this gentleman was.
Mm-hmm.
And he came, he wanted to talk to, he wanted to talk to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you want someone to come through, they don't
right.
necessarily come through because... it's somebody else that has a more important message for you.
Right. Okay.
So it was his grandparents, both grandfather and grandmother that came through. And the grandfather owned a Cadillac car dealership in a mm-hmm. small Midwest town.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandmother was always dressed in chenille. And so I had them... in my office in the corner and bright red Cadillac, and she was dressed to the nines, and they were in a Midwest town. And so I just, that was the first time I actually saw not just in my mind's eye, but actually saw the physical person.
Right. Wow. Wow. And so did they have a real important message for the client on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was to deal with a car issue.
Oh.
So that's why the grandparents came through, because they owned a car
dealership. Gotcha.
Because he was dealing with a issue where he didn't know about if he should go on a cross-country trip or not.
Oh.
And so they came through to say, don't.
Oh.
Not in that car.
Right. And not in that car.
Right.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So they kind of made it, saved him from.
They saved him from something.
Something. Right. 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 Oh, my friend Leanna wants to know, what's Lisa's full name again? If you could say it again.
Lisa Williams.
Lisa Williams. Yes. And where is she located?
She is in Lilydale.
Lilydale. Ah, up north.
Lilydale,
okay.
New York.
Yeah. You got that, Leanna? By the way, just to remind all of our Facebook listeners, if you guys, you know, have any questions, just type it right into the comments field and we'll answer them for you. And she says, thank you. Okay, so you've developed this skill and you're working on mediumship and allowing people to be able to talk to their deceased loved
yes.
ones. When did you sort of realize that this idea of sound healing started to attract you?
Right after I started with the mediumship.
Oh, really? So early on.
I got a message. I didn't know what a tuning fork was. I had no idea. And I went online and ordered a set of tuning forks.
Oh, okay.
And I started using tuning forks to clear the energy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spirit said, start touching your clients with the sound from the tuning fork.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I started with any type of noise.
I see.
And it was the tuning forks.
Oh.
And I was very comfortable with using the tuning forks. Mm-hmm. And I would do a mediumship reading or mm-hmm. a psychic reading on someone. And mm-hmm. then afterwards, I would scan their body and align your chakras with tuning forks.
Oh, nice.
And then Spirit gave me another message
mm-hmm.
and said, we want you to use other instruments.
Ah.
And with other instruments, you can reach larger groups of people.
Ah, I see.
Tuning forks are personal.
For individual, right.
Yes.
And so then you started using what instruments?
I started using the crystal
bowls.
Crystal bowls.
Okay. And how many do you have now?
I have 33 crystal
bowls. Whoa, 33. Yes. Wow. I guess you really like them, huh?
Yes.
They really like you.
They like
sure.
me.
And actually, we have a special treat for our listeners. Mark actually brought one of his crystal singing bowls with him. So when we come back after this next break, maybe he'll indulge us and do a little bit of sound healing for our audience and for us here in the studio. Does that sound good, Mark?
Sounds great.
Awesome. So, all right, you heard that, guys. So stay tuned for this. you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with medium and healer Mark David. So you started with the tuning forks, and then you got into sort of the crystal singing bowls. How have you seen the sound healing help people? Like, what kinds of responses have you had from clients?
Amazing results.
Yeah.
I've had people from Sweden. She was a physician, mm-hmm. and she had a treatment with me, mm-hmm. and it was the first time that she had feeling in her leg.
Oh, really?
After a treatment with me.
Wow.
Because of putting a vibration that she needed back into her leg.
I mean, I'm assuming you just kind of intuitively know what to do with the sound when you're working with an individual?
Yes. When I do a one-on-one, first, I scan the body.
Right.
Then I do the tuning forks to balance your chakras.
Right.
And then as I'm tuning the body, I find out what part of the body is out of whack.
I see.
I'm not sure why it's out of whack.
Right.
Then I surrender.
How do you know, like, there's some part out of whack? You feel, like, a resistance, or what do you feel?
I use a small thumb drum, and when I uh-huh. scan the body, if it goes out of tune...
Oh.
I know. Other okay. people use their voice.
Right.
They hum.
Right.
Against the body. And mm-hmm. when it fluctuates, they know that's the blockage. Me, I prefer the drum.
The drum. Okay.
And I scan the body. So when it goes out of tune, I know that's an energy blockage or a physical blockage or mental.
Right.
So then I totally surrender to spirit. Mm-hmm. And when spirit... I surrender, spirit comes through me, and they play the bowls. And I have medical intuitives on the other side that help me. I have musicians that help me.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Yep. You got a whole chorus back
yes.
there, huh?
Luther Vandross came to me and said...
Oh, Luther Vandross.
He
wow.
said, I will help you with the music when you need me.
Oh, excellent.
So
excellent.
That was a deep meditation. And I had a 19th century... Doctor come and Luther at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So that's when I knew I was ready to do this full time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome, Priya. Welcome, Alex, to the Facebook live stream. So you were kind enough to bring one of your bowls
yes.
with you. Would you like to give our audience maybe a little sample of what it's
Certainly.
Like? So Mark brought, which bowl is this? What do you?
This is rose quartz and gold.
Rose quartz and gold.
Infused okay. into the crystal.
Ah, okay.
For is opening up your heart and love.
Right.
And what I would do in a private one-on-one, if your heart chakra is out of whack, I'd tune it with the tuning forks, then I would come in and play this. And I would either put it on your chest or play it around your chest.
Ah,
and
I see.
When I was playing this, I would also have two or three other bowls going for physical energy, emotional energy, and mental.
Yeah, right.
Just to get you all, the whole system flowing at one time.
Right.
And then zoning in on whichever part of the body needed the healing with the special bowl for that part.
Well, what's your perception as to why this works?
Your everything is a vibration, and every organ, every cell in your body has a frequency,
right?
And it's just doing the right frequency to benefit and heal and mend.
Right.
So I really believe that if we could find the correct frequency of cancer or HIV, if we could actually find that frequency that would destroy that cell, then we could just treat and destroy all these diseases with sound.
Yeah. And actually, I do know that there is old friend of mine I reconnected with on Facebook not that long ago. She works at some cancer research center down in the South, some very famous one. I forget the name off the top of my head. But she did say, and I don't know if the program's still going on, but they did have a program of using sound against cancerous tumors to see the effect of it. And they had some pretty good success rate with it, but they're still studying it from what I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, so the sound vibration can really make a big difference.
Yes, it can heal muscle and tissue.
Right.
It will also increase the growth of bone when you have a broken bone.
Oh.
You just need that right frequency.
Right.
And the right vibration for that healing to take effect.
Right, gotcha.
And by me surrendering to spirit, they control everything. I'm just a conduit for spirit.
Just a channel for spirit to work through you. Now, as you said before, like the tuning forks are very much for like working with an individual person.
Yes.
But with the bowls, you work more with groups. I mean, individuals as well.
Individuals,
but,
yes.
But also
then
groups.
Also groups. It's called a sound bath. And I bring usually between 9, 10, 15 bowls, depending on what spirit tells me to bring.
Right.
And you come in and you lay down on the floor.
Right.
You're comfortable. You put an intention in your foremind of what you want to heal, to benefit, to release. And I surrender. Spirit plays the bowls. And we have amazing results.
How long does it usually go on?
Usually between an hour and a half.
Oh, that long. Wow.
Yeah. I play bowls between 45 minutes and an hour.
Wow.
And I would like afterwards, if anybody wants to share, they share.
What kinds of things have people said after they've experienced your sound bath?
the best high they've ever had.
All natural.
All natural. A lot of recovering addicts like to come to Soundbounce.
Oh,
they get that all natural high that they are still missing, but they're clean, but they still miss that
experience,
and they get it with me.
Right.
And I can do I do small concerts.
Oh yeah,
where people come in to a theater and just sit and set an intention, and I just play.
Wonderful. Do you have any groups coming up?
In September 14th, I'll be at September Quest 14th. Bookstore.
Oh, at Quest. Yes. Good place.
From 6 to 7:30.
Okay.
And
what day of the week is that?
It is a Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Yes, I think I can make it if it's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Tuesday or Wednesdays are tough, but
and then I will be working. I'll be teaching in Lilydale this month.
Oh, congratulations.
August 20th. I'll be doing a three-hour workshop on sound and connecting to spirit. And it's a hands-on program to actually feel how sound works. I want people to come in and just hear the sound, feel it, but then also do it on someone else.
Right.
Just to see that you don't need expensive crystal balls.
Right.
You can use anything that makes noise.
Anything that creates a tone.
Anything that will send a vibration into that person.
Right. So you've been doing this now for a few years.
Yes.
What's been sort of your biggest challenge along the route of working just specifically with the sound healing?
Traveling with my bowls. I have.
That's a good one.
I lost 7 of them to TSA.
Oh, really?
One year. Yeah.
Why would they take them? Or you,
no,
they
would,
broke them?
They would break them.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
They would open up my suitcase that was fragile instruments all over it, pick up 4 or 5 of the nest because they nest, and then say, oh, and drop them back in and shatter the bottom ones.
Jeez.
So that's my biggest challenge.
I see.
Working with people, I really have no challenge because, like I said, I totally just
surrender,
give everything spirit. To spirit. My clientele base has really exploded. I'm in New York at least once a month
in
a city.
And where do you live now?
Upstate New York.
Okay.
I live in Rhinebeck, New York.
Oh, Rhinebeck.
Next to Omega.
Yeah.
I'm 5 miles from Omega Institute.
Okay.
And then I'm in Fort Lauderdale. And I'll be in L.A. the first part of October doing sound treatments. And I've been to Germany. Loves me. Black Forest area of Germany.
Oh,
I have a lot of clients there.
Okay.
And I'll be doing Australia in 18.
Oh, congratulations. Has it surprised you, like, how it's grown over the years?
Yes, and it seems it's almost like it's going to be the next big thing. It's been around forever.
Yeah, it's not that new, but
just people are looking for
people
natural,
more open than they've been before.
They're tired of taking medicines. They're tired of getting hooked on drugs. For a backache or a bad knee. And they come to me, and with the sound, I can infuse and release some tension.
When it comes to like physical pain and physical issues, is like one session usually do it, or does it take several sessions?
One can relieve it for a while.
For a while.
Depending on how long you've had a physical ailment.
Okay.
Like the neuropathy in the leg with the lady.
Yeah.
She felt amazing. Then it started slowly coming back, so I wouldn't work on her again.
Okay.
And then it would last longer.
So every treatment, it would actually, the benefits would last longer.
And then I can also, spirit will tell me what that person needs to do homework.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my clients walk out of a session with homework.
Emotional homework, I'm assuming.
And physical.
And physical,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So most people these days are not grounded.
Yes.
So the biggest homework, and it's, I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot with these people, it's they need to ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And they really need to flow the energy.
Right, so. Right. Okay, great, great. Believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show.
Okay.
When we come back, maybe we'll play a little bit more, and we'll talk about your CDs a little bit.
Okay, great.
So now that they're out. So everybody, please stay tuned. And of course, oh, I forgot, if anyone wants to call in and ask your own questions, you can call in at 877-480-4120, or just type in a comment in the comments field of the Facebook live stream video. So you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Hello, this is Mark Torres.
And Pronto Comics' own Dominic Sperano.
And listen to our show, It Came From the Radio, right here on talkradio.nyc, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about entertainment, movies,
comic books, and other news.
So make sure you check us out. That's right here, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday, talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour to Mark David, medium and sound healer. So, Mark, you came out with, actually, let's just show the audience real quick, two CDs. Here's the first one, Sound and Vibrational Music for Relaxation and Healing, and Trance and Healing. What made you decide to actually make a CD of this music?
Because I believe so much that it will benefit everyone, that I decided people needed to hear me all the time.
Uh-huh. and so even though it's recorded, it's still like it's the still energy of the bowls.
Yes,
is, you
yes.
get it.
And I have a lot of clients that go to sleep with it every night.
Oh.
It's an aid in sleeping.
Oh, okay.
And what I like about the bowls and the frequencies, you do not have to be awake to benefit.
Mm.
A lot of my clients that come in and they're like, oh, I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
I start playing, they go to sleep.
Oh.
And they're like, what happened? But they feel physically much better.
Right, right, right.
Instead of analyzing what I'm doing, mm-hmm. they surrender, they go to sleep.
Right.
And they get all the benefits without questioning.
Right, wonderful.
So I wanted the meditation CD so that people could meditate and relax after a stressful day.
Right.
Put on just one or two tracks. You don't have to listen to the whole CD.
Right.
And that's another thing I like about the music. You can listen to 3 minutes or an hour. And you'll get the same benefits.
Oh, wonderful.
But then I had a lot of people saying, well, I want to listen to it in my car.
Yeah.
And my whole goal is I want the younger people to feel the vibrations and the healing from the singing bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came out with the dance music.
Ah.
So that they're not aware Mm-hmm. They're getting healing
when
they're dancing to it.
I see. Sneaky. So, I like that.
And then this way, with the second CD, you can also listen to it in a car. It's a good CD to work out.
Oh, okay.
Put on your MP3 and go to the gym. Right. It has just the right beat to do the elliptical or treadmill.
Oh, so. Cool. Very nice. Would you like to grace us with some more tones?
And I also do bracelets.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Let's do this and then we'll talk about that because I actually, I don't have it on today. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mark. So, yes, when we met, I found that you had a bunch of bracelets.
Yes.
For healing, for different things, all different kinds of stuff. Tell us about that. How did that come to you?
I have bracelets made for ailments, either physical, mental, or emotional, or just the chakras.
Right.
And so I have them made with the intention and the stones to benefit that ailment.
Right.
And when I receive them, and they're all made in the United States.
Okay.
When I receive them, I play them in the bowls.
Ah.
So if it's a chakra bracelet, it goes into seven different bowls.
Ah.
And I play each chakra's music into the bracelet.
Right. Now, these bracelets are made up of various crystal beads, right?
Yes. And for that intention of personal power, arthritis, joint relief, they're all made with the stones to benefit that. But then I get them and I play the frequency of that into the bracelet. So when you wear the bracelet, you're getting the benefit from the stones and they're sound infused.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, when I met you, I got the one for higher consciousness.
Yes.
And I wore it actually quite a lot, but then my wife took it. Actually, I gave it to her and I said, look, wear this when you're doing your psychotherapy sessions with your clients. And so she's been actually wearing it pretty consistently. So I don't know what she did with it. I looked for it this morning, but I couldn't find it. So they're really cool. So, where can people like find your stuff? Like, where can they find your CDs, your bracelets, your other stuff?
The CDs are on Amazon Digital, CD Baby, and iTunes.
Okay.
And they're all available for download.
Okay, great.
My bracelets are available at any of my events. And also, they will be on my website to be purchased.
And your website is?
The website is theothersideandme.com.
Theothersideandme.com.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Or markdavidsound.com. They both bring you to the same.
Oh, okay. Great. So, I mean, it sounds like you're now fully entrenched in this new path.
I am.
Of this last 8 years. Where do you see things going from here for you?
My biggest goal is I want to reach more people to serve them to their higher good.
Right. So that means what? More touring for you?
More touring.
More events.
More events. In this day and age, we all need healing. And I just want to give as much as I can to humanity.
Right. I'm curious. I know when you were 6 years old, your grandfather came to you. But in recent times, do you have any other relatives who've passed on who come to you?
No, my mother comes to me a lot.
Ah, okay.
I used to drive her all over the place, mm-hmm. and she comes to me
in the car.
In the car a lot. Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't give you directions.
No. She tells me to slow down quite often.
That's good. As long as it keeps you from getting a speeding ticket, right?
And then my brother's come through a lot.
Oh, your brother passed?
Yeah. When I even have readings from when I go to events,
right.
He comes through quite often.
Oh.
But I also went the second he passed, I saw his spirit travel over my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. How long ago did he pass?
4 years ago.
4 years ago. So relatively recently.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you say has been, for you personally, the biggest lesson that you've learned over the last 8 years?
That you can always grow. And you can always learn.
Yeah.
And if you think you've learned everything, mm-hmm. then you're just doing damage to yourself.
Yeah.
Because you have to be open.
Right.
You have to totally surrender and just accept. And if you hit a rough time, know that it's there because you have to learn from it.
Right. Right. I'm curious, has Spirit ever given you any, just sort of general guidance about what's going on in the world today? Because there's a lot of people out there very fearful about what's happening. Things are very unstable. Things are changing all the time now. You know, as human beings, we don't like change.
Right.
Has Spirit given you any advice or guidance around that?
I don't want to.
Oh.
Be a conduit for that.
Right.
So I just believe that I'm here to help the people I can, and we can't worry about the bigger issue.
Oh, okay.
You have to do what you can,
right.
Do your part, but if we can't worry about what someone's going to do,
it's not going to lead us anywhere good.
No. Right. You're not living your own life.
Right.
And
right.
So I don't want to know what's going to happen.
Oh, interesting. So you want to keep the future a mystery.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Mark, for taking the time out to come down into the city and come on the show today. One more time, if people want to get a hold of you, learn more about you, where can they go?
They can go to markdavidsound.com or theothersideofme.com. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, they can follow me on theothersideofme.com.
Mm-hmm.
And all my events will be on my website and on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. And that's Mark with a K.
Mark with a K.
Not with a C.
Mark David.
Yes, Mark David. Well, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate
it.
And let me just switch. Come back here. My Facebook live stream, resume, and let's switch. There we go. And you get me for the last minute here. So I really just want to thank everybody for listening, both on the radio station. If you've not yet signed up for our newsletter, please go to the website, www.talkradio.nyc. We've put the sign up right there on the top to make it real easy for you. So you can find out about who's coming on our shows next week. I don't remember who my guests are usually. I put it in my notes, but you'll have to find out by going to the newsletter. So thank you all for listening, and please, please, please stay tuned. Coming up next, the premiere of Off the Beaten Path with Oscar Nordstrom. Had him on my show a couple of weeks ago. He's premiering his show today, right after the Conscious Consultant Hour. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you real soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who
do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.